When an enemy hires Arden Finch without realizing who or what she is, Arden risks everything to claim her forbidden elemental magic. This hard-boiled private eye will have to save herself before she can save the world, even as the gods and her own community stand against her. Set in a supernatural North Carolina, Elemental is book one in a diverse new urban fantasy series. Kirkus Reviews called Elemental a genuine page-turner and gave the sequel, Eldritch Sparks, a starred review. Find Elemental at your favorite bookstore.
Let me recommend the Delvin Cox Experience, a podcast in which each week I'm on a one-man mission to unite our culture through diversity. Each episode, I interview a different guest trying to find out what makes them tick. I've had guests on such as James Gavsey, Crystal Storm, and many others. Check out the Delvin Cox Experience anywhere you get podcasts. Peace.
You've done all that in a week.
We're free here, Rhaegal. Adele is even setting up therapy meetings for everyone from Clan Sora.
Huh.
I know that face.
What?
If you ruin this for us.
No, nothing like that, I promise.
Then what are you thinking?
I hope you know, back at Clan Sora, I never wanted to see you hurt. I just didn't want us treated the same way we were.
I know, Rhaegal. But we were powerless. What good is fighting if you can't win?
Let me ask you a question. And maybe it sounds crazy, but just humor me a little, okay?
Fine. What?
What if we could sit equal to vampires? I'm serious. What if, without a civil war or anything like that, we could have all of this and we got to choose whether or not they feed off of us? This wasn't the first conversation I'd had this week. I wasn't trying to sow seeds of dissent. I needed to find out what my people wanted. What they truly wanted. But how could they know that if they didn't know what was possible?
Can we even talk about this? Isn't this treason?
No. Listen, this isn't revolution. It's change. Alexa is wonderful. You were all right. She's everything, Kasra. And right now, she's trying to change things too.
How?
I don't know details. I just know she is. But imagine for a moment, we could be equal to them. How many here would do that peacefully?
You know that fight club? The one that Wiles runs?
Yeah, what about it?
He might not want any kind of peaceful transition. His are the kind that if they got power, they'd try to seize it for themselves.
Right, okay, fuck him then. Others?
I don't know. People are people, Rhaegal.
Right, fine. Can't speak for all of us. And what about you?
Is it like it was in Clan Sora when Alexa feeds from you? Does it hurt?
No. It was... It was nice. It was nothing like we experienced in Clan Sora.
If I stood equal to a vampire, and it didn't hurt any, I wouldn't mind. I'd want things, though.
What kind of things?
I don't know. To see the galaxy, maybe. Or the other cities? No, the whole of Nemoria. I think I'd like to, you know, come and go to different places as I please. Kind of like here, just...
More?
Yeah.
Okay. Put feelers out for me, and mind who you talk to. No war, just options. If we could stand equal to vampires, what would we want?
If this comes back to bite us in the ass...
It won't. Change is coming, I think. And everyone should have a choice about what kind of freedom they want. I want to avoid war. At all costs. If we're going to do that, we need to know who's so angry at vampires they'd want to fight.
And why don't you want to fight?
Why would I?
Your family died in Clan Sora. You've got more scars on your back than any of us.
My family was terrible, Kasra. I was angry for a while, though, at the vampires in Clan Sora. But Alexa took care of that for us, didn't she?
You like her.
Yeah. Yeah, I do.
Never thought we'd see the day that Regal likes a vampire.
Yeah, neither did I. I'll see you later, Kasra.
Put your headphones on and let's begin. Pulled from the Tales of the Forgotten archives, we bring you Vampire Beginnings, Episode 6.
It had been 8 long days, and I hadn't heard a word from Alexa. Moon Goddess, I missed her. I knew the hill she lived on, though you couldn't see it from down here. Just the beautiful cluster of trees. But she was there, wasn't she? I hoped she was all right. I didn't know a damn thing about vampire politics, but I thought I knew Alexa. Something would come of what we learned in that cave. I just had to trust her. And be patient, for once. When I reached the door of my flat, there was a package waiting. It was thick, a bit heavy when I picked it up. And I read the note. This is all you get. The automaton will collect your letters every Friday. Ah, yes. Thank you, Boise. I knew you liked me. Dear... No, that's stupid. Damn it, don't waste the paper, Regal. Think. Alexa.
I'd spent the last week healing and discussing the best course of action with Niku and Boise. The time for subtlety has long passed. I was now a hammer. Which was fine, I supposed. I was used to it. We needed to collect my mother's body. The drone, and I wanted Boise to see the cave for herself. Uso, set up an outpost. I want a 30 Kalim perimeter around the cave cleared.
The door's still open.
I hoped it would be. Put the human back to sleep. I let my gaze wander while I waited for Boise. I saw no evidence of Alicia's body. The Vugans likely found her remains, as I suspected they would. Slowly, my eyes drifted to the cave entrance.
I don't want to fight you, Mother.
What a waste of my life you've been, daughter.
I closed my eyes, taking a calming breath, tucking that pain away to deal with later. The consequences of finding this cave weren't small, but loss and discovery weren't the only things that happened out here, were they? I'd gained something, too.
I want you. Then let me please you. Here, where there is just the two of us.
I touched my lips. I had not kissed someone in so long. He was not just someone, though. He was a human. One I would lose in the blink of an eye simply to time. Unless he was right. This cave held many secrets. Perhaps...
Ready?
Let's go. I did not know if war came next. That would be up for the council. But one way or another, I would know the truth.
Valoria is missing! The only item of business should be to find her.
I know where she is, Andere.
Her head? What have you done, Alexa? This affront will not stand. Valoria was a respected senior member of
Valoria this. Valoria challenged me, and she lost.
Lies. You killed her because you did not support her proposal, you human-loving bitch!
I would remind the councilman to watch his fucking mouth. Alexa Vires is also a respected member of this council.
We will have order. Alexa, this council was not made aware of any war between the Vires clans. What has occurred?
Chair Mistress Celiana, I traveled to the Akashic Cave. It was there Valoria chose foolishly to raise her hand against me.
The cave? It is forbidden!
Let the record show there is no law in our hollow records that support Councilman's Andre's claim.
Noted. Do you have evidence?
Our drone recorded the events that transpired. We invite the council to do its due diligence to verify its authenticity.
Also noted. This council will now review the evidence. If Alexa's claim is found to be true, by right of clan law, Alexa, you are entitled to all that was your mother's.
Valoria, she was no mother.
I see.
That's it? She's a warmonger! If you allow her to continue her ways, she will kill us all!
Let the record show that Councilman Andre is a Valoria-loving fanboy conspiracy theorist.
Fuck you, Niku.
Not even if you ask me nicely.
Enough! You will control yourself, Councilman Andre. However, I will note the aggression as of late from Alexa Vires.
This council need not be concerned. My aim is not to thwart you. I will take my mother's lands. I will learn the truth of the cave, and I will share that knowledge with this council. Nemoria must have change. Of that we agree. And I believe we can learn from our past.
You don't know what you're talking about, Alexa. The truth you seek will ruin us.
If we can be destroyed by the truth, then we deserve to be.
This council is adjourned to review the evidence presented. We will reconvene in 3 moon rises. Alexa, you are forbidden by this council from any further acts of aggression against any clan of Nemoria. Is that clear?
Perfectly.
Upon review of the evidence, we conclude that by clan law, all lands belonging to Valeria Vires are now claimed by Alexa Vires to do with as she pleases.
The clan of Valoria Vires has fallen. She raised her hand against me, and she lost. All that was once hers now belongs to me. That includes all of you.
A joint inquiry will now begin in regards to history of Akashic Cave. Councilman Andre is ordered to turn over all records pertaining to that history.
Is your hallway too short? Does your uncle owe you $20? Do you have a grudge against candy corn? Are you really mad at your parents? Really, really mad? Always listen to Your Weird Uncle, available on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you tired of listening to ads and just want the story? With the Tales of the Forgotten membership, you'll get ad-free episodes of all our shows, like this one, and you'll be supporting the creators and stories that you love. Go to talesoftheforgotten.com/membership. But hey, we like to spoil you. So a Tales of the Forgotten membership also offers bonus content, like character audio files, artwork, exclusive shows, first looks at scripts, and a lot more. So, go to talesoftheforgotten.com/membership or just click the link in the description.
Is this all of it?
Everything from your mother, and we're expecting the last file from Andari before sunrise.
Not willingly, I'm sure.
Of course not. Alexa, maybe this isn't a truth that needs to come out.
I know why you think that.
If I was human and I found this out, I'd be pissed. Really pissed.
So would I.
I know you want to stop the cruelty, and I don't disagree. But this kind of change won't come without war.
If it was the last one, Boise, wouldn't it be worth it?
Worth it for who? I'm on your side, Alexa. Always. You know that. And there are plenty of our kind I wouldn't mind ripping their throats out, but...
I know. I know how this could play out. But what if we were wrong? Change doesn't have to come with violence.
You're asking for a lot of understanding from a race we have been eating. Literally eating. This cave, Hollins, the process, you don't know for certain this would make him live as long as you do.
This isn't about him.
Do not lie to me. Not to me.
It's not only about him. I can be a conqueror, Boise. I can be a warmonger. I don't want to be a slaver anymore. I don't want to rule over these people like a god anymore. Not after what we know. How could we? They deserve to have a choice.
And I get that. But that's you, Alexa. What about every other vampire on Nemoria?
We don't have a right to keep humans under our fangs just because we need them to live. Boise, he was right. Humans stood next to us as equals. And we stole that from them. Because of vampires like my mother and the fucking Anunnaki. By the moon goddess, we stood shoulder to shoulder with the angels and helped heaven wipe the Anunnaki out. If this truth has a cost, then we pay it. It's a debt we owe.
Okay.
Are you sure?
I had to make sure we're doing this for the right reasons.
You really think I do all this for...
Love? Yes. And after 1,000 years, I wouldn't blame you.
I don't... I'm not...
What did I just say about lying to me?
It's stupid, isn't it? I barely know him.
Oh, yeah, it's really stupid. And you have terrible taste in men. Well, in my opinion. But connection is, it's rare. And maybe this isn't your first lifetime with him. I don't know. It's gross to think about. Here.
Huh? A letter. From who?
You know from who.
How did he get the paper, Boise?
I don't know. He probably stole it.
You don't get to lie to me either.
Read your letter.
I stared at the letter for a short while. It had been nearly 15 moons since I'd seen him. Many thoughts, worries even, dashed through my mind. I refused to give them weight. Instead, I unfolded the piece of paper to read his words.
Alexa. Hi. Where to start this? Right, okay. I know my trip to the wilderness caused trouble for you, and for that I'm sorry. I suspect your relationship with that vampire in the cave was complicated. I understand that. My parents were, well... I should have hated that they died feeding the vampires at Clan Sora. But to be honest, they were shit parents. My father was emotionally abusive. My mother liked hitting me with things. Anything she could get her hands on, really. Not all my scars are from vampires. And maybe that's why I've never hated them. Humans can be just as cruel. And our reasons make far less sense. At least to me. Anyway, you'll be pleased to know I'm not causing trouble. And... maybe you'd also be pleased to know that there are humans here who would take their freedom peacefully. I've talked to a few, not to cause a riot or anything, I swear to you. Just to ask, you know? To find out if the change I want actually can come without war. I've thought a lot about that cave. And what it could all mean. But honestly, I thought more about you. Is that pathetic? It might be. You're probably so busy you haven't given me a moon's thought, but... well, in case I'm wrong, in case the way you looked at me wasn't just the pain pills or the blood. I don't know. I want to see you again, obviously. I'd love to know what's going on. But more than that, I'd like to know you. To be near you. Until you're ready for that, I'll be here. Waiting.
Love, Rhaegal. There was no need for me to keep him waiting any longer, was there? And I didn't need a transport. It would be much faster if I simply shifted into my raven form and flew there myself. You trimmed your beard. I like it.
Alexa, you're here.
So I am.
Are you all right? You look all right. Did you get my letter? I stopped stumbling over my words when she gently framed my face between her hands.
I got your letter. Thank you for sending it. And I'm... okay. I'm sorry I haven't been in contact.
You don't have to apologize. Not to me.
No, I do. We have a lot to talk about, but I
kissed her. It's all I'd been thinking about. And she was right there. I was rewarded when she wound her arms around my neck and pressed closer. I wrapped my arms around her, holding her tightly, and I kissed her until we were both breathless. Talk now? Or later?
Later.
I'm only human now.
You were only human before.
It was different.
I'll be gentle.
Please don't.
He was lying on his stomach, looking at me. His bedsheets a mess around us. I gently traced one of the many scar lines on his back. These aren't all from Clan Sora?
No. Most of them, but not all.
I bent, pressing my lips against the evidence of the cruelty he'd endured. An apology, perhaps.
You'll have to give me some of your blood if you want me to go for a fourth time. Can I ask you something?
Of course.
How did you get yours? That scar on your cheek?
When I was younger, I liked to fight. A lot more than I do now. I was on planet Heaven, training with angels and being arrogant and bratty. To teach me a lesson, Archangel Lilith challenged me to a duel.
Who's that?
Lilith is... magnificent. Perhaps one day I'll take you to meet her. When I challenged her, I swore I wouldn't use my healing ability. I lost that fight, and she gave me a scar to remind me. She made up for it later.
Is she still your lover?
No. And she was never my lover. She was a teacher, mentor, and a friend, I suppose. I haven't seen her in centuries. He propped himself onto his side, smiling at me.
I'd like that. To see the galaxy with you. Goddess. Never thought I'd get to say that and it be a real possibility.
It is. Or it could be.
Could be? What's the catch?
No catch, just truth I need to tell you. How you feel about going anywhere with me might change after that.
I doubt it.
I've always admired your conviction.
Is it about the cave?
Yes.
Are you all right? I mean, your clan and whatever the politics of it all cost you.
Everything is all right. For now. But this change is going to be heart. Rhaegal, 4,000 years ago, humans and vampires coexisted equally, as you saw in your dreams and we saw in the cave. But back then, humans were as strong as vampires. From what we can ascertain, you didn't live quite as long, but many hundred years longer than you live now.
By the Sun Goddess? Really? What happened?
There were three vampire clans that didn't like the balance of power. They didn't see humans as equals.
Because you fed on us.
Yes. They encountered a race called the Anunnaki, and everything changed.
Why does that sound familiar? Wait, I read this. Didn't you help wipe them out?
Yes, I did. But when they were here on Nemoria, they found a way to manipulate genomes. And apparently manipulating humans was easy. There was a war. But with the Anunnaki's help, the vampire clans won. And your race was altered to what you are now.
Goddess. And you didn't know about any of this?
No, I didn't. These records were kept hidden. The only council members who knew were my mother and another. I suspect there may be one or two more, but until I can prove it, I'll have to keep my suspicions to myself.
Well, fuck. This is a lot.
I know. Take your time with it.
I don't understand why the truth matters now. We're changed. There's nothing we can do about it.
That's not entirely true.
What do you mean?
That device in the cave. We think it can undo what's been done to your people.
Wait. Wait, Alexa, are you serious? I could be strong. Like you.
You already are. But if you mean physically, yes, we think so.
This is amazing. I could... Oh, shit. Your council is never going to allow this, are they? And even if they did... Oh, fuck. I told you in the letter, not everyone wants revenge against vampires, but this is... I don't know how humans would respond to this.
I'm not going to let the council keep your people from knowing the truth. Vampires did this to humans. My bloodline did this to humans.
You weren't there. You're not responsible for this.
No, but I've reaped the benefits of it for centuries. All my kind has. We owe a debt. And it's time to pay.
Then we'll figure something out. I can actually be useful for this. I'm not going to let my kin start a war of revenge.
Were you expecting someone?
Not at all. Is it all right you're here?
Yes, I'm where I want to be. Despite the seriousness of our conversation, the smile he gave me warmed me. He curved a hand around my cheek and kissed me again.
Bastards. I'm coming, I'm coming. Well, isn't this a weird sort of deja vu?
Is she here?
Who?
Rhaegal.
Boise, what's wrong?
Why don't you have your communicator?
Because I didn't want to be disturbed. What's wrong?
Long-range scanner picked up a ship. It's the Orai.
What? Are you sure?
Confirmed. There's an emergency council meeting.
Wait, who are the Orai?
That won't help. We're gonna need more than that. ETA?
A week, tops.
Fuck. Their ships are that fast?
Yep.
Alexa, what's going on?
Get dressed. We're going to find out if the machine does what we think it does.
What? Why?
Alexa, are you sure?
You know what they are, Boise. And we can't fight in the sun. We'll lose this planet in less than a year.
Fuck. Last reports, they weren't anywhere near our solar system.
Doesn't matter now, does it?
Alexa, what's going on?
We have to go. I'll explain on the way. That device is called a Hollin. You'll need to get inside of it. But first, one of these crystals is yours. It should glow when you're near it.
Alexa, wait.
We don't have a lot of time.
I know, but In case something goes wrong, I need to say this.
Nothing is going to happen to you.
You don't know that for certain, do you?
I... No, I don't. He came closer, taking my hands. He looked down at our joined hands in silence for a long moment, running his thumb over the back of my knuckles. I knew the urgency of what was bearing down on us, but still I waited for him. When he finally spoke, those beautiful eyes of his met mine.
I want you to know that whatever comes next, I will fight with you. For you, if I have to. You have my word.
Rigel, I...
I know. I'm ridiculous.
I kissed him. I didn't want him to say it yet. Not yet. I didn't know why. Maybe I wanted him to go through this change and see if the person who came out the Holland felt the same. Maybe I was afraid to hear it again after all this time. But I suppose it didn't matter if words were said, because I could feel it in the way he kissed me.
Are you done? There is still a murderous, unstoppable race on their way.
I lingered in his mouth a little longer. Less to annoy Boise and more because I wanted to. But I did finally let him go.
Let's do this.
Are you all right?
You're beautiful.
You're a mess.
But a sexy one, right?
I suppose. Tell me.
It's not going to hold. Not for much longer.
All right. Come back here. We'll change the plan.
I will. There's a group trapped in Sector 7. We're going to pick them up on our way.
Sector 7 is lost.
I know. You're the hammer. I'm the shadow. I'll get them from right under the Ori's nose and be back to kiss you. I promise.
You better.
What chapter are you on?
I'm almost finished. I should have let you tell me. I should have let you say it every time you wanted, because... I'll never hear it enough.
Is that right? Well, then I'll say it now. Alexa Viris, I...
Rigel? Rigel? Oh, fuck!
Vampire Beginnings returns for the finale next month. But we hope you've enjoyed listening to Vampire Beginnings Episode 6. If you've been loving this show, please remember to subscribe, leave us a review, and more importantly, share this episode with your friends. And hey, don't forget to sign up for our newsletter, Hallway 87, for exclusive mini stories. To learn more about tale shows, hang out with us during events, or sign up for a membership, visit talesoftheforgotten.com. Vampire Beginnings was written and directed by Crystal Storm. Sound designed by Hannah Cardiac and Crystal Storm. Starring Maganda Marie as Alexa, Isaac Mion as Rigel, Tiani Ma as Boise, Matthew Dawson as Andre, Jermaine Woods as Niku, Kelly Hill as Kasra, Georgia Worley Cummings as Celiana.